It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I run errands all the time, and I hadn't thought about whether the errand was in the journey or in the purpose of the journey.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
And I've never even stopped to think about this word.
I hadn't either. It came in as a question about why do we run errands, which is an interesting question. It then had me thinking, wait a minute, where does the word errand itself come from, let alone why do we run them? Off I went to the Oxford English Dictionary, my first place I will turn for these things. The word errand goes all the way back to Old English, and it first shows up meaning a message to a third party. In these early instances, you will have expressions like, one said the errand, because you're delivering the message, so you say the errand. Also in Old English, we see errand coming to mean the going with the message. In other words, it becomes the mission to deliver the message. You can see how it goes from there to any short journey that we take to do a simple task or maybe to convey a message. Now, for you, what are errands?
Errands are typically things that I don't really want to run to, things like dropping something off at the post office, doing the grocery shopping, you know, things that I'm not super excited about doing. But they have to be done outside of the house, though.
I think that's exactly right. You have to leave. You can't be doing laundry at home is not an errand. But then we have this question of, is the errand the going or is the errand the thing that you do? And when I stepped back to think about it, I thought, I think for me, it is the mailing the thing at the post office or buying the groceries that is the errand, and I'm going to do the errand.
It's the actual task. And for me, since I feel like I can count errands, like I can go run a few errands. So in my head, that makes the errand the task.
That makes total sense to me because that suggests that it is the purpose that we're counting. I've got to run three errands.
Right.
Now let's talk about those verbs. I just said run errands. That shows up around 1800, really takes off in the 20th century. Can you do errands?
I have never done an errand in my life. Absolutely not.
Well, people have done them in the past. That to do an errand was actually a really popular way to talk about this in the 19th century through the early 20th. Another way we talk about this is to go on an errand.
Now, that one I can do, getting dragged on an errand with your mom when you're a kid.
Right. So both the running and the going capture the motion of it. The doing doesn't necessarily capture the fact that you have to leave your house. But I think for all of us, errands involve some kind of journey. And that goes back to the word's history, which was that you were taking a message off somewhere.
Well, Anne, I actually have a few errands that I need to run right now, so you have yourself a good Sunday.
Good luck with those errands.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.